Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So as you listen every week to the show, I really hope you feel, of course, my passion, but my guest passion as well. And we are trying to help you shift your perspective of when change happens. A lot of people are like, yikes. And I hope my guests and I provide some tips, tools, and strategies that you can implement immediately so that navigating whatever that change is, whether you've chosen it or it's thrust upon you, that's a little bit easier, hopefully, than you think. The other thing that I have a tool for you, of course, that can help you on your road of change, and it's my communication style assessment. It's a wonderful way for you to tap into your natural superpowers, but also help you. You get a report about your blind spots, and we need to know our blind spots because they could kind of trip us up in life. So go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA. It's free. Take it, use it, and I hope it helps you as yet another tool to help with change. And the last thing, because I ask so much of you guys, I hope if you're loving the show that you will subscribe so you don't miss an episode, but also rate and review. I love reading the love notes. I feel the love, and it just propels me to want to even share more on the show. So please go and do that on Apple Podcast or YouTube. Now, my motivational quote today is by Do Santamata. Hope I said that right. And Do says, your intuition is the most honest friend that you will ever have. So you love that when my guest Shoshana is loving it. So do you have challenges that you just can't seem to find the solutions? Or do you want a relationship that really works even though you've never had that in your life? Or do you desire maybe a life that's so satisfying and aligned with just who you really are? So what's keeping us from not living that fulfilling life? And my guest today is the amazing, wonderful, my new friend. She stuck with me for life, Shoshana French. And so Shoshana says it's all of those things I mentioned before, that unfulfillment kind of vibe. It's from not following your intuition. Now, Shoshana's goal is to cultivate wildly successful leaders through the practical power of intuition. As a founder of Simple Spirit, a keynote speaker, and a coach to the NFL leaders, you go girl, Broadway and television stars, million and billion dollar business founders, CEOs, and business professionals, Shoshana, generates unpredictable and profound results for leaders who are looking to develop a deeper connection to their purpose. Sign me up. So please help me welcome the amazing Shoshana to the show. Thank you for being on.
Oh, Connie, I love that quote. Before we get off, I have to get it from you. It's so good.
Wasn't that good?
I've never even heard of that person. Yeah, what a great quote.
D-O-E, so I might have said it wrong. Doe maybe, but your intuition is the most honest friend that you will ever have. And and we don't listen to our intuition. We're taught to squelch it, right? Because the ego mind says, oh, no, that can't be, right? And we talk ourselves out of things. So let's start with this because I want everybody to get to know you, because you and I met briefly, literally everyone. We had a 30-minute, somebody introduced us. We had a 30-minute conversation. We were fast friends by the end. And we're going to talk about her quiz and all sorts of cool things. There's so much depth here. So how did you become that intuitive coach, really?
Yeah. Well, it started with just having access to my intuition, and growing up in a family where we talked about kind of the things you couldn't see. Mm-hmm. So talking about intuition, the feelings we got about people, or trusting kind of when things didn't really feel right. Mm-hmm. It runs in my family, really spiritual family. So, I didn't take it as like, this was my work in the world and make it into, a business until much, much later. But I kind of, along the way, my intuition communicated to me. I didn't always understand what it was saying. And then in 2005, I was in a money group. And in the group, the woman who was leading it said, all of us as women, we really should be creating businesses because we all have gifts to give. We should be creating businesses. And I was like, what would I even do? I have no idea. And thankfully for Lori, her name is Lori, she was like, that's very silly. She said something like, you're adorable, I think is what she said. You're adorable. You have lots of things that you could do. What actually sounds like fun? And then she put all of us in a meditation. And in the meditation, the name Simple Spirit came to me, and then the business idea. And it was, if I could teach people this thing that I have, that I listen to, that I know everybody has, but they stop listening to it, what would that create for people if we were following our intuition? And it kind of started me, and I think you're a business owner, so you get it. And any of your listeners who are business owners get it. There is like what I like to call the initial download or transmission to start the business. And then there's like all the like things along the way that your business changes like 100 times. And so the initial thought I had was, I'll use my intuition to help people. That's what I'll do. So then I would sit with people one-on-one and we would do kind of intuitive dive-ins about relationship or life or whatever. And then eventually what I realized was, this is fine, but it'd be way more fun to help people trust and learn to use their own. Because I noticed this tendency, like hardcore, which was people trusting my intuition. Mm. So it went from them not really trusting themselves to trusting me and then relying on me, which was fine, obviously. If you're a business owner, you want people to appreciate your service. However, it was not ultimately having the result I wanted, which was people trusting themselves. So yeah. I totally switched my business and began to teach people how to use their intuition versus only me using my intuition for other people.
Yeah. And say, I get what you're saying. Yes. We want people to need us and want us and love us and respect and appreciate what gifts we bring to the table. But on the same token, right, it's really the empowerment. If we can inspire someone to generate whatever those results are for themselves, right? Like that's where the magic happens, because then it's not only just, hey, I'm good at this. It's like, wait a minute, we can all be good at this and add to the marvel and the magic of the world, right? That's really what we're talking about. I just love that. I love, because it's funny. I tell people at some point you want to get rid of me. Like I'll still be in your orbit. I'll still be your friend. You become part of my family. But you don't want me to be the crutch. Like you want to be able to go and do your thing and reach out and make the success in your business or your career, whatever it might be. Just for purposes of our discussion today, I think everybody has a different definition of intuition. So let's talk about what is the definition of intuition. Say that 3 times fast so that we can ground the conversation today in a little bit of logic.
Yeah. So for me, intuition is our ability to have a greater understanding that is beyond what our conscious understanding is. So our education, our experience, what it is we know cognitively. So intuition is an other knowing. And that's the simplest definition. It's a skill everyone is born with. We all have it. It's our sense of when something feels right or doesn't, when it feels like, yep, this is for me, or nope, this is not for me. And it's the thing that all children know. I mean, the thought I always think of is like, you've seen kids. We tell kids you're not supposed to lie, right? But adults lie. And we have a really sophisticated system for what is an allowable lie versus what's not. But kids just know things like what's a lie and what's not a lie. Well, how do they know that? I mean, they don't know that Santa Claus doesn't exist, but why do they know when we're not telling the truth about something? Well, because their intuition tells them that we're not telling the truth. Intuitively, they know or feel or can sense or see that we're not telling the truth. And eventually what we train them to do is that, don't tell people that you notice that. Don't tell people that you notice they're not telling the truth, because adults have a sophisticated system for what's allowed to be lied about and what's not. So it's not even that we're telling kids don't be intuitive. We're telling them, here's the thing, if you want to fit into the world, there are things that are okay to do and things that are not. So if you get a bad feeling about someone but you can't explain why, then maybe you're just confused, maybe you're just being overly emotional, but you know, why don't you trust that person? They're your teacher. They're your priest. They're your grandfather. Of course they're fine. So we just are trained over time to not listen anymore. That's all.
It's crazy, isn't it? And we're all born with it. And I have always, my intuition, I call my gut feeling, and my gut has never, ever steered me wrong. And it's funny with two things. When I was, you know, growing up and in my 20s and I worked for a company, and there was something about, they hired this young lady, and you know, who am I, right? I was a kid too, but there was something about her that I just got such, like, my antennas went up. I would get like an icky feeling. I don't know how to describe it better than that, Shoshana. And so one day somebody said something to me, and I don't know, because you want to play poker with me. I don't have a poker face, right? If I think it's on my face. And my, yeah, honest to God, right? So, that hasn't changed. I work on it. It doesn't change. What you see is what you get, pretty much, for me. But anyway, my boss said, wow, that was an interesting reaction. And I was like, uh-oh. So quietly, we went into a room and I said, listen to me. I can't give you a definite. It could just be me, right? Because I'm like, maybe I'm a kook. I don't know. But there's something about this person and I don't trust her. And I know you want me to train and work with her. And I certainly will, because that's my job. But I'm telling you, there's something there. Can we just approach this with some caution? And he looked at me like, she seems lovely, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. I go, listen, a month from now, you're going to say to me, you're a lunatic, right? Well, within that next month, she was trying to find ways to steal from the organization there. And they ended up ultimately, I think she ended up ultimately leaving and not getting fired. And it was so funny because he came to me, he goes, how did you know that? Like, what told you? And I said, if I could have articulated, I would have done it a month ago, because you looked at me like I was a crazy person. I don't know. There was a feeling about her. It didn't feel right. So again, he just kind of poo-pooed it and laughed at me and whatever, you know, oh, there's the little witch Connie, right? I still to this day could not tell you what it was, Shoshana, but it's that feeling. And the other thing before I ask my next question, my kids growing up, I would say to them, listen, if you're at a party, because before they drove, if you're at a party and something doesn't feel right, quietly go into the bathroom and just say, excuse me, I have a little bit of a headache or I have to go to the bathroom. You call your father and I, no questions asked. You don't have to say there were drugs there, whatever. No questions asked. We will come and pick you up. Your gut will serve you well. If you feel like you even if you don't see anything, but the feeling is there, no questions asked, we'll come and pick you up. And it maybe happened twice while, you know, in their teenage years. And they probably couldn't have articulated. I was like, well, later on, like, you talk, were there drugs? I don't know. And I said, again, your gut never steers you wrong. So go ahead. You want to comment on that?
Well, what I was going to say is that some people don't get a gut. Like, that's not how mine works. So Everybody's works differently. So I'm not a gut instinct person. My husband is, but I'm not. So how everybody's intuition works a little bit different. And I say that there are two parts of intuition. When you talk about a gut instinct, to me, that's the part of intuition I call translation. So our body translates either as a feeling in the body, as a knowing that we have something we're looking at doesn't quite look right, or mm-hmm. something doesn't sound right. So those are the different translations. And then there are people who are more focused on the mental part of things. Some people are more focused on the emotional, and some people are more focused on physical things. So body, mind, heart, and then how you translate. So I'm a mind intuitive, which means I'm always trying to understand and connect the dots of things. That's how my intuition works. But when I'm looking at something, right, I see something and or I hear something. Mm. So like an example, one time as I'm driving down the road and it was super wet. And in Colorado, it's really dry here, but it was like raining hard. And I heard in my head, but both hands on the wheel. Now, I know to trust my intuition, so I didn't know why, but I just put both hands on the wheel and then I hydroplaned across three lanes of traffic on the highway. And I was like, and then I kind of like came to stop. I knew not to then, you know, I know to pump. Stopped in the shoulder, and I was like, oh, thank you. Like, that was a really clear message, right? But if someone was like a gut instinct person, right, they'd be driving down the road and get this feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't feel comfortable driving. And maybe they would start to pull over and then hydroplane, right? If someone knew something, it'd be like, I don't want to drive. I can just tell that the traffic, like, this is just a terrible time to drive. And if someone was seeing something, they may be like, I need to get off on the side road. This highway looks too wet, right? So it depends how you translate. It's so all the communication, but it's not, We just don't translate it the same way. How we translate it is all different.
And see, that's so fascinating that you say that, because sometimes when I talk about my gut instinct, people say, yeah, my gut doesn't tell me anything. And I don't understand that, because that's the way I feel in my body. So now you have a quiz, and we're going to give the quiz later, right? Everybody could take it. Oh my God, you have to take the quiz. It's the coolest thing ever. But when you knew before I did the quiz, you said I was heart and was it body? Was that the other one?
I said, I think you're a feeler. How you translate is feeling and knowing.
And knowing. And then when I took the quiz, that's exactly what it came out. So I think that feeling and knowing work together for me. Am I understanding that correctly?
Totally.
Right?
Yep,
like
totally.
That feeling about that chick that worked with me, I was knowing something was off, right? So that's the feeling and knowing combination.
Yep.
Fascinating. See, that is so fascinating. And it's funny because I think when people talk about the intuition, they always say, you know, you feel it. And I think, well, I do, I understand that. But now what you just described, like you see the combinations or the things or whatever. And it was funny. Recently, I was coming home from North Jersey on the turnpike. You go 90 kind of thing, trucks all over the place. And I was in the left lane because I'm always in the left lane. I go fast. I have a pedal to the metal girl. But anyway, I was in left lane and my exit was up a couple of miles. And I thought, you know what? You better get over. And don't you know, as I was approaching the exit, my car died. And I was in the right. It died. It died. Like, it just slowed down. So if I had been in the left lane, they would have been like up my behind hitting my car. Don't ask me why. Because usually I wait till the very end to cut over. Yes, I'm one of those bad drivers. But for some reason, I was like, oh, you know what? You get over. It looks a little crowded up there. And then just as I approached, it died. So isn't that fascinating that I didn't even think that was my intuition? It was me seeing that the traffic was a little backed up. I better get over here. So it's that, I think it's the feeling and knowing for me without being, I can't always articulate it. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say, Shoshana. So yeah, that's fascinating.
Well, and once you know how your intuition works, it's easier to hear.
Yes.
Because our internal mind frick, as my coach Lori, I talked about a moment ago, she called it your monkey mind, your inner mind frick. Mm. It's way louder. It's just way louder than your intuition. Your intuition's a little bit quieter. And then sometimes our emotional reactions are louder than our intuition. So, you know, like you're walking, like this happened to me. I was walking down an alley traveling years ago and my brain was like, what are you doing? This is the worst spot to be. Why are you doing it? But my body felt totally at ease. And this guy kind of peeled away from the wall and he said, you shouldn't be walking over here. He was like, I'm going to walk you back to your hostel. So he took my guitar and then he walked me back and he was like, this was not a good neighborhood. But did my intuition know I was going to, like, did my intuition communicate to me, go this way because you're going to meet someone? No, because that's not, intuition isn't like that. I think people think of intuition as predictive, like it's like having a crystal ball. Intuition isn't like that. It's just a super practical tool that anybody can learn to use. And then you can use it to navigate any area of life, whether it's a challenge like you and I were talking about on our first call about 2020, or you're using it to navigate things like what kind of present to buy your spouse, or should you sign this new employee, or is this the best, you know, contractor to hire for marketing for the business or not? You can use it for anything.
And you can teach people about their intuition, right? And the quiz kind of helps you zero in on what your natural kind of ability is or capability is. But then you actually teach people. So people that are listening thinking, yeah, I got nothing. Shoshana, this sounds wonderful. I got nothing. You can literally teach people to tap into that because we all do have intuition. Am I understanding that right?
100%. I haven't met anyone really, like, and I've met thousands and thousands of people, even my dad who is small business guy, biker, like owns a motorcycle shop and has for 35 years since I was a kid.
Love it.
And he calls it his metaphysical moment, which is like a little bit of a play on things. Even he says that he's had that experience that he couldn't explain with logic. I taught to DOD guys, Department of Defense guys, and even they were like, yeah, I mean, we call it battlefield readiness. Like, they like learn to trust kind of the instincts, right? I have not met one person who can't give me at least one example in their lifetime where they were like, I knew that I shouldn't do that. I didn't listen to it. And then I learned afterwards, like, that's why I felt like, or that's why I was thinking that. Or I looked at this, like, I couldn't tell you, but I looked at this house. We said, decided to do no on that. We didn't make an offer to find out later there was, you know, all these problems with the foundation.
Fascinating.
That was like, I haven't met anyone who doesn't have at least one of those. So I can train people to take that as like a thing that happened out of the blue, seems special and esoteric and mystical, and go, no, 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 this is like actually how we're built. And once you know what to look for, you can engage with it intentionally and use it.
So you could tap into it on demand, literally on
demand. On demand.
All right. So now I have another question for you. So my husband and I, because you just made me think of something else, right? So my husband and I, a couple of years ago, we needed a new car. So we already had a car payment and we thought, all right, let's go look at the used cars. You know, they have like 3-year leases, you get like 30,000 miles, and you get cut in half what you're getting, because we buy better vehicles, because we don't lease, and then we keep them for 10, 12 years, right? So we get in, we wanted to look at the Acura RDX. I think it's the RDX. Doesn't matter. So anyway, we get, and I want white. I love white cars, so I wanted white. That was, you know, one of the parameters. So we go down. The guy had a couple for us. We get in the first one. We don't even make it out of the lot to the first traffic light. And I looked at my husband, and I said, turn around. I have to get out of this car, like, right now. I was coming out of my skin, and I could feel anger building. And he said to me, oh my God, I was feeling the exact same thing. So literally we tried to find like a driveway so we could turn around. We were like 2 seconds from this dealership. We get out of the car and the guy goes, what are you thinking? I'm like, absolutely not. And I said to him, I don't know who was in this car, but the energy in it was repulsive. Like, it was repulsive. So now, isn't that fascinating? But here's the funny thing. My husband, I don't know why I was feeling that way. My husband understood exactly what I was saying. So then we get in the second car, and that was the one we were like, oh my God, this is beautiful. 100% different feeling. So now, is that intuition, or was there bad mojo in the car? You know what I'm saying? Like that, because we both felt it.
To me, there's not any difference. So okay, the way that intuition works is it's scanning all the time. It's like observing, paying attention. And so even if you don't necessarily acknowledge that your intuition was communicating something that is not obvious and there's not evidence for,
right,
then of course that's totally intuition. So to me, this is one of those things, right? So intuition doesn't disregard your intellect. It includes all of the things that you have learned. It's all the skills. So like when you're buying a car, you had perimeters, but you also weren't going to buy a car that they couldn't show you a Carfax for, right?
Correct.
So even if you got into the car and it felt really good, you probably would go like, let me see the Carfax. Like, how many miles are on it? Does it fit the perimeter? Because you're going to include everything. So intuition is just one of the many tools in our tool belt that we have to help us navigate life. It's not like you're going to rent an Airbnb that has a 1.5 star because you're not going to ignore your intellect. However, if your intuition is telling you, like, this is the place, but I don't know why, you trust it, maybe message the host and find out why you feel so strongly about it. But you wouldn't disregard it.
It's so funny. And so see, now I never thought that was intuition. I thought it was maybe my angels or some sending me messages. When we, a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago, we needed to downsize the cost of the house, the amount of work we had to put was the cost of tuition, and financially we said we have to be fiscally responsible. So anyway, fast forward, we come to look at a friend who lived in the development where I live now, and we went to look at a house that was up for sale. We didn't even have my house on the market, Shoshana. And I walk in and I said to my husband, this is our next step. We'll put a bid in. My husband's like, are you out of your mind? We don't even have our house up for sale. What if we get the bid? I don't know. We'll worry about it. Just put the bid in. Let's put the bid in. We didn't get the bid, of course, which was a blessing, clearly. So fast forward now, we mailed to every house in this development because we knew we wanted to be here. It just met all of our qualifications. So we do the whole development. Another one comes up for sale by, because we're going outside of a realtor also. We're doing for sale by owner, by outside of the realtor as well. We go to this one place, we walk in, we walk out. I said to my husband, it was such a different feeling, Shoshana. I said, I don't want to live here. This is not the one for us. And we went to look at another one. And I said, oh, this is terrible. It's not. And now I'm thinking, what have we done? We just sold our house. And now we have to find. And I'm saying, we're going to live here 2 for 2. I'm like, yeah, no, that's the one. Could that just one have been the one? And now it's all blah, blah, blah. So net, another woman reaches out to us and says, come and look. I have to move back to California. We come, we look, we give her the spreadsheet and said, this is what we're willing to pay. Within an hour, she said, yes, deal made, right? So within like 3 or 4 weeks, we had moved. And now to this day, my husband and I, we go, oh, thank God we didn't buy those first two. They were awful. Again, I can't tell you why, but this was the right house for us. So, to me, I feel like someone's guiding me, but you're saying yes, but it's my intuition. Yeah,
and an intuition is not okay. Good. So anyone listening to this that's super practical and skeptical, don't listen to this next 30 seconds because this is going to sound super woo woo. And if that's not your thing, you're going to be like, I discredit everything she said right before this. So if you're super woo, which I am, I believe our intuition is our ability to scan. But I also believe we have guides, our beloved ancestors, and then just guides that are here, angels, whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
Of course, they're also helping us register and notice what we need to pay attention to.
Okay.
They like grab our attention and say, hello, right? Like stop dating the same kind of person. And they have us like get a feeling. Like I had this woman who dated this guy. He was like so great on paper. And she just kept getting this feeling. And she went back on the dating site that she had originally met him on 18 months earlier. She had no idea what had her log in. And she saw him. He had a thing up.
No kidding.
And she was like, they were like getting ready to move in together.
No
kidding. She was like, what was that? And I was like, could have been your intuition. It could have been your angels. Doesn't actually like, here's the thing I'll say. And this makes people crazy when I teach them, especially the really like very logical, analytical kind of people. Does it really matter who's communicating the thing? I mean, in my world, not really, because if you use something often enough and it works for you, wouldn't you just keep using it?
Yes. It's a tool.
It's a tool. So in my world, we could talk about all the places it could be coming from, but for me, it's more like first get yourself to the place where you, one, recognize it, two, are pausing and asking the right questions,
right.
And then three, practicing following what it's telling you. And then if you want to know who's talking to you, sort that out for yourself in alignment with what your spiritual beliefs are. But first, just figure out how it works, because I got to tell you, I work with so many different kinds of people, and I mean, really broadly range of kind of people from 23 countries. I have clients all over the world. And it's consistent that when people learn to use their intuition, they're more in alignment with the bigger view of things, right? Because intuition does not help you avoid challenge, because that's not what intuition is. That's not life, right? But it does help you navigate in a way that you can be like, am I aligned with like true purpose, or am I just really attached to producing a goal? And my intuition is really unclear because I keep being attached to, where is he? I've wanted him for all of these years. And gosh, how do I get this 30% growth in my business? Like all of those things, of course you can use intuition for that, but really intuition is my business the way it's designed in alignment with the kind of life I want to live? And is this person a good fit for the kind of relationship I want? Not, will we have a good date? If you want that, use your magic eight ball, people.
Yeah, yeah, right. Shake it, baby, and read it. Okay, so I want to, and I don't even know if you remember this, but the first time, again, we spoke for 30 minutes. At the end, I had another call that I had to get on. And we had 2 minutes literally before I had to be on the next call. And Shoshana said, wait, before, I don't even know if you remember this. She said, wait, before you go. And I said, okay. And she said, your angel's guide. She said, they were right on top of me, behind me. And I do, guys, you know, everybody who knows me knows I believe that there is a higher power. Call it what you will. For me, I believe the angel's guides, God, universe, call it what you want. Doesn't matter. So Shoshana said, wait, before you go, I have to tell you something. I'm like, okay, what? And she said, your angels are screaming at me. I can't let you go until I tell you. And I don't think you fully understood. And but two things. They were saying, let go of what was and move forward to what is. And that I do know what is, and to keep moving forward, because the leadership, right, the way I teach and live and breathe sales, right, what was leading people is shifting going forward. And that was the message. And then Shoshana felt compelled afterwards, because that was literally in 2 minutes we went on, right? She had a call, I had a call, and she sent me a lovely email explaining even a little bit further. But here's the thing, Shoshana, and I don't know that you realize that day was a really bad day. And I had reached the point where I thought, I just don't want to even do this anymore. It's just everything is a struggle lately. Clearly, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Like, figure it out, because I was ready to give up. Truly. And that's just not my personality, but I had been beaten down. And then Shoshana comes into my life, gives me that message, asks me to do the quiz, which I do want to talk about briefly before we end the call. And I was able to take that, which also gave me some insight to listen to my inner self. So your guidance was so timely also, which, you know, I'd want to compliment you on that, because it was needed, like, at the highest level that day. That's the point I was at. So isn't that fascinating? So this is another thing I want everybody to understand, right? This, now I'm going to get a little woo-woo. People come to us when we need them. And I truly needed you that day. Aside from, we hit it off and you were going to be on my show, and I loved everything about you. But then that you were kind enough at the end to give me that clear message. I needed it. So people come to us when we need it. I think when you deep down believe that everything that happens to us really is for our highest good, right? And I do believe that. I do believe that. So, right. Agreed. Does that make sense?
It totally does. Thanks for sharing that. The interesting part for your listeners is that as a practicing intuitive who's been doing this for 26 years, I hear stuff for people all the time, but I don't always feel that feeling of permission to share. And Connie was sharing about our mutual friend who had offered her some coaching and that Connie was really grateful for. And I was like, oh, is she open for? And I heard a very clear yes, and that's why I shared.
Yes.
So it's sometimes we feel that kind of like pull to support others. That's intuition too. When we answer those feelings, those knowings, those impressions that we get, we just have no idea the help that we'll provide or the support that we'll provide. I did not know you were in that place. I just knew that I had your permission and I had to tell you what they said.
Yeah. And it was so appreciated. And I think I did send you an email saying, you know, you made me cry. And for everybody who knows me, Connie doesn't cry. Like, I'm the type, I pull up my big girl pants and I keep moving forward. Figure it out. Stop complaining. Figure it out. But that was the place of loss, right? And here's the other thing, everybody listening, right? I don't care how strong I feel, you know, you think I am, or how Shoshana or the guests I have, like, oh, these people have it together. Let me tell you, none of us have it together all the time. That's not, you know, that would be like superhuman. And I'm I am human, not a superhuman, right? I'm just human. So one more thing, and we're out of time, but I really want you to talk about that quiz, because that was another thing that I read and I thought, oh my God, she's tapping me, like she gets me. So talk about that, because I want everyone to take it and just be in your orbit, and then they can do what they want. But this is such a great place.
So no matter where you are, no matter what experiences you've had of intuition, if you understand how it works, then you can start noticing it communicating to you more easily. So about 10 years ago, I was asking the question, how do I teach people wherever they are? And then this came to me, the intuitive blueprint. So that's what it's called, the intuitive blueprint assessment. If you go to simplespirit.com, it takes 5 minutes. So it's a little bit longer. It's not one of those traditional, everyone's telling me do a traditional, like short 5-question quiz. Listen, this is like taking the Myers-Briggs or Enneagram. This is a longer, you know, typing yes. kind of thing. It will, even if that's all you ever do with me, that will be helpful. You will, after taking that test, you will actually better understand. And then I send you some additional helpful things to just help you better understand how your intuition works. So it's totally worth it. And then you'll actually understand how your gift works, which is so helpful.
And see, I think, Shoshana, if we understand it, it becomes tangible, right? Right. We're talking about change, right? Enlightenment
exactly.
of change. Here's yet another tool. So whether you believe or not, go take the test because it's clear. Do you feel like I'm heart and think, right? And that is exactly how my intuition works, right? I feel it through my gut, right? And then it guides me. So I've honed that skill. But you know what? I still mess up too. So when I read the results, I was like, yep, this nailed me. And it became a little clearer how to tap into it. So it's just another tool for you to put in your tool belt. The other thing too, after you take the quiz, like I got a newsletter from you yesterday or today, I think, Shoshana. So this weekend, I'm going to just sit because I like to digest things and not scan. For certain people, let me rephrase that, for certain people. So you're on my radar that I want to sit and digest the information. I know that just made sense to you. So that's the other thing. Shoshana shares information. And again, if that's all you do, you'll still find tremendous value. So really go to simplespirit.com. And if you have a question for Shoshana directly, go to her email, which is Shoshana@simplespirit.com. And I do want to spell Shoshana as Shoshanna. So it is a double N. And then it's just simplespirit.com, singular, not spirit. It's simplespirit.com. Take the quiz, guys. I'm telling you, it was just amazing. Again, another tool, another thing we can access and tap into so that this thing we call change, it just makes it a little bit easier. And that really is, I think my guests and I, our perspective is always to help you navigate change just a little bit easier. So we're not always so anxious and feeling pressure and because life can be hard. I do agree with that. Or I do believe that. And if you need more Connie in your life, please, please go to my website. I offer so much free stuff. My masterclass is there if you'd like to work with me in coaching, and my book is there and my free stuff is there. So go to WhitmanAssos.com and you will find, if you need more Connie in your life, you got it there. Shoshana, thank you again for being on. Truly a delight. I love this conversation. I love you clearly, but, this is such a good, easy resource for people to start using like today. And that's the kind of thing that I love. So any last tips that you would give beyond taking the quiz and really understanding it?
Yeah. So I want to remind everyone, this is not something new that you're learning. This is something you already have. So you're remembering.
Oh, I love it. Yes. It's there. Tap into it. Turn the light back on. Right? I want you
turn
to find
the volume
that
back up again.
Exactly. Turn the volume up. Put that light switch on full light mode, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Shoshana. You're just a delight. And just a fun show to discuss, because this is one of those things I just love talking about. And everyone listening, I do hope that you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that change, I get it, right? It stops us in our tracks. But here's the thing. I do believe it's easier than we often think, and I think we make it worse in our own head. And my real goal here is to provide those changes in perspective and guests that have tools and tips and strategies. And I always try to share something about myself, not ever because it's about me, but because sometimes when you hear a story of something, you think, oh my goodness, that happened to me as well. So I always hope that me being transparent and kind of vulnerable at times is helpful for you as well. Thank you, Shoshana, again, just a delight. And thank you all for joining. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I truly wish you all just a wonderful, inspired week. Do the test, turn up the volume, and just step into the greatness that you already are. And I'm just so excited to have you on this journey with me, and that we've got this change thing, man. We've got it, and we're gonna keep kicking its butt. Have a great week, everybody.